I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up next with guest reporter Allie Burlow. This time, Allie went to speak with food historian and cookbook author Paula Marcoux in Plymouth.
Paula Marcoux's specialty is cooking over fire. My curiosity is cooking over smoke. I asked her if she thought smoke was a flavor, a process, both, or something else entirely. She sees smoke with a historical lens. Our conversation happened over a charcoal-fired lunch at her place. An experiment in cooking lobsters. Split.
They're like a pound and a quarter, I'd say. Here's the part I hate. Sorry, guy. They have hard shells today. So I was emboldened to try this out because the first English colonists here in Plymouth record large numbers of native people coming from all over the place, which mystified the English because they were really thought it was kind of suspicious when people moved around from one place to another to do things. They would come down to the Plymouth area and smoke lobsters in huge quantities starting in June. And they would eat a lot of lobster and hang out and dance and sing and do all kinds of festive summery things. But then they would also put a lot of that lobster away for the winter, I guess, dried. Or smoke dried, and it was a winter store. Something that I've never actually tried to do and never experienced. I imagine it's a pretty interesting product, something that might be more available in an Asian cuisine than we have around here. No one that I know of does that kind of dry smoking of lobster. People pretty much gobble it up as soon as they get it.
Paula explained to me that smoke is made out of all the elements in wood that are not carbon, the things that burn off wood and create flavor. I suddenly looked at a burning piece of wood in a totally different way, the smoke coming off it being the volatile compounds in water that brings that smoky flavor to the lobster, something that ordinary charcoal cannot do.
Charcoal is made by burning all those things away in an almost oxygen-free environment, so what you have left is the carbon, and that doesn't smoke.
And that's why when you're trying to smoke food over charcoal, you need wood chips.
I'm going to rearrange my fire a bit because it's a bit too hot, I think. Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm going to put some wet wood on there. I have birch, because birch says northwestern Europe and northeastern United States to me. The very tastiest, to my modern sensibilities, you know, of fire-cooked food involves a setup where it's actually spitting fats and juices onto the coals, and that searing, that burning is causing sort of a doubling back of the flavor. If anything, a little bit of miso butter might be really good with the smoky flavor that it hopefully is going to get. I've made like half tablespoon of butter and half tablespoon of miso and maybe half tablespoon of sake. And just anointing them gently with it. The lobster's getting kind of curly and a little bit crunchy.
At this point, I'm completely mesmerized by the fire, the summer day, the tradition, the process, and Paula's way of seeing cooking.
And that will slow the fire down and actually create a little bit more smoke. That's the one bad thing about it being too hot is it's not just that it's cooking it too quickly, but that it's not creating smoke. I've got it damped down so it has very little oxygen in there, and I'm actually going to pour a little water in there. Not always advisable because it can make some ash go on your food, but sometimes you got to do it.
And the lobster, with or without that ash, was sublime. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can get a recipe for that smoked lobster on our website, capeandislands.org. Allie Burlow is the author of the Food Activist Handbook. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced at Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.